as we continue to try to make this a good day. Maybe it's the end of your day, maybe the beginning of your day. This hour is devoted to stories, and the storytellers are Jennifer Horn. Take a bow, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Roberta, you didn't clap for Jennifer.
Wait
for that. Wait, but wow. I'm sure that Jennifer will clap when I introduce Roberta Fasanelli.
Yay!
Okay. And then, of course, there's me. Richie is not around. Yay! All right, so might as well be silly if we can be silly and get
rid of
it. Let's be silly. So there are more than a few people, actually, talking about this new prototype tractor beam, and I'm not talking about a tractor that I can drive on my farm. It still is a couple
like
of years
Star
away.
Trek?
Yeah. Scientists are creating a real tractor beam, the one in Star Trek, the television series, the movies, that moved you. What did they call it?
Tractor beam, Captain.
Well, but you get moved. What do they call it? What happens when you get beamed up? Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up.
Yeah, you get moved from one object to another. Anyway, if you understand this simply, the technology utilizes a beam of light to attract objects. Again, the idea, I don't know that it came from Star Trek, but when we remember they used the tractor beam to pull spaceships and other objects closer to the focal point of the light.
Yeah, what if they dissolve the molecules and then reassemble them?
Yes.
Isn't that how they move
things?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So there are a number of European...
The media is defending my nerd car.
I'm impressed. Very impressive. Very, very good. Anyway, there are people from Germany and Switzerland and Czechoslovakia and Germany, Ireland, I think, as well, working on this thing. Astronomer Johann Kepler, in 1619, noted that comet tails point away from the sun, which is a radiation force that the folks who are working on this hope to reverse. Man, that sounds like a lot of work. BBC report on this week says the whole team has spent a number of years investigating various configurations of particles that are delivered by light. Who thought that light actually had the ability to do anything except deliver light? So the results are, they're still tentative. They're doing a lot more experimentation, but they're all excited that in the next few years they'll be able to replicate, replicate because it never really existed, it's just a movie, hello, duh, but to create what was in the movie. So I didn't like them apples. Pretty exciting. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you want to be brought somewhere via tractor beam? I would not want to be the first, that's for sure.
No, I think I'd want to make sure that a few people had done it before.
And that I could be reassembled.
Right.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I'm sure that's the easy part. Isn't
a tractor beam to carry something? It wasn't necessarily
disassemble.
It pulls it. It doesn't disassemble it.
Yeah. Well, but it looks like if you pay attention to the images that are in the movie or the television show, it looks like they're coming apart and then being reassembled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily the case, obviously. All right, so that's cool. The next item of interest will come from Jennifer in a matter of moments. First thing I would like you to do is consider the loss of 30 pounds. You are looking for an answer. Your last diet workshop was a bust. It didn't work. You didn't lose the weight. Now you've heard me talking about Axia 30 for a number of months now. This is an all-natural breakthrough. The product has dietary ingredients that help you feel fuller. It's kind of like eating an apple, in a manner of speaking, but there are things in here, the key ingredient. There are anti-aging products, vitamin D, all kinds of natural nutritional elements. So you drink a lot of water before you eat, or you have an apple. That's a good way to keep your appetite suppressed, but you don't get any value from it. Axia 30 has lots of value, vitamins, minerals, that sort of thing. And what it does is help you burn those unwanted calories all day long. Not only does it help you lose weight, but it has these things, as I've discussed, vitamins, minerals galore. And so if you are interested in losing weight, who isn't, 30 pounds in the next 12 weeks, call 800-525-8255. 800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345. You'll get Axia 30, 12 weeks, and then if you mention Doug when you're calling that number, you'll get an extra month of Axia free. Free supply of Axia 30 with your order at 800-525-8345.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed. I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's quarter past the hour on the Good Day program. Stories continue beyond Good Day. Jennifer Horn is going to... are you involved in thievery?
Yes, I am a thiever.
Are you a thiever?
This song always makes me think of Donald Trump because it's the theme to Celebrity Apprentice. I love it. But money, money, money does motivate a lot of people, people.
A lot.
This Manhattan hospital clerk, his name is Mark Gumbs. G-U-M-B-S, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing so well moonlighting as a peddler of stolen property that he drove a BMW, he shopped at designer stores like Burberry, and he vacationed in Las Vegas, Mexico, a lot more often than his fellow hospital clerks. Well, you know, some people steal electronics. Some people steal jewelry. Maybe they sell it on the street, something like that. Well, no, this man, Mark Gumbs, was stealing toner for copiers and printers.
Oh, hey. My goodness.
It was a $1.5 million scheme, and it took place at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center.
Good God.
Yeah, and it started what now New York City authorities, and I'm sure other cities will follow suit. There is this largely overlooked black market for toner cartridges and other office supplies. So you know the guys.
Because they're so expensive. Buying that toner, my God.
It can be expensive.
That's very expensive. All that stuff is those cartridges and the... Oh, yeah, it's very expensive.
Well, here's how it works. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, and I'm sure we've all done this, where we've stolen some pens or maybe some paper or paper clips or something like that for personal use. This is actually, I mean, this guy Gums actually went into business accounts. He's created fake business accounts to place false orders for costly items like toner, and then he'd resell them online and on the street at a really steep discount. So people would be excited to buy these products from him. He's now now charged with selling $1.5 million he stole. They just found another guy, Cyrus Vance Jr., who is
charged. You related to Cyrus Vance Jr.?
Exactly. He is charging, he's charging a guy for $376,000. Stolen toner from two vendors over a two-year period. That's a lot
of cash.
How
do they get at them and these people
don't
notice it?
And they sell them. Well, the great thing is, I mean, that's thousands of dollars that they're stealing.
$376,000. Is that what you're telling
me? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And they're selling these pieces for $80 to $259 a piece. So they're selling lots
of
individual items.
But I'm going back to who buys the supplies and why is it taking them this long?
I guess they sell them online. I would imagine they're using...
Who at the company? Who's responsible for, let's say I'm looking at my printers right now that I use, and when I go out and buy something and buy it myself, like the cartridge for this particular printer is like $169. So I go out and I buy it and I put it in the thing. These guys come along afterwards, they take it out and they put in one that's no good. And then they sell the good one? Is that what this
guy at the Cancer Center in New York was doing was he just created these orders. So he would say that so-and-so from this department asked him to place an order for these kind of things, and then he would just take them home. Huh. And this has become such a problem that they set up a sting operation. New York City police set up a sting operation to catch this other guy, 38-year-old, Alex Rodriguez, not related to the baseball player, by the way, I would imagine. And they caught the guy that sold the $376,000 in toner. He actually was caught taking the cartridges from the delivery guy and then putting them straight into his car. He just like got them and walked right out and stuck them in his car to go sell them on a street corner. Is that incredible?
Yes. That's great.
So this is a whole new line of thievery, I guess. If you want to be rich, start stealing toner from your boss.
Unbelievable. And the fact that it took them this long to get it is even more unbelievable. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. A new video out from the bad lip reading folks. This one helps you figure out just what Beyonce was really singing at the inauguration last week. It's funnier, and you can listen to it, but it's funnier when you watch the video. It's not even close. You wouldn't even think you were singing the same song. 20 past the hour now on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... Not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Roberta Helena Bonham Carter has hinted there's a new mini Harry Potter film in the works. It's going to be in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter theme park.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Bring people there.
Some brand new. Absolutely would. All right, 20 after. 21 after the hour.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses, services to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ford engineers are working on a technology to enable your car to communicate with other cars around it. Yeah, the new technology is being called a horn.
Beep, beep, beep. Well, how's that song go? Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
That's a Beatles tune. Beep, beep, beep. A lot of traffic introductions around the country on radio stations are done with that. Beep, beep, boom. What is it? Beep, beep, boom, beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
Baby,
you can
Right, get on the stage. The next one leaves in 5 minutes. All right, so Roberta has a story here on Beyond Good Day. Roberta Fasinelli.
Yes.
That has to do with Kaz.
Kaz and car horns especially. Yeah. They're saying that car horns, you know, can make cars communicate to one another. Well, we certainly do that in New York City. If you ever come to New York, I think the one thing that you'll definitely hear is car horns. And maybe
the F-word and car horns.
F-words and car horns, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look around the city, you're going to see signs that say, don't honk. And those were put up by Mayor Ed Koch. That was in the 80s at some point. Well, guess what? All of those signs that say don't honk are being taken down.
Really?
They expect to have them all down by the end of the year. And what they're saying, the reason why they're doing that is they're saying there are just too many street signs out there. It's cluttering things up. People don't know what to look at. So the don't honk, I don't think it made any difference anyway. Though they do say honking has gone down. I have to say, after 9/11, I remember about 2 weeks later when I finally was able to get into the city and I walked out of Penn Station, I walked up onto the street and I stopped and said, something is different. Besides the smell of, like, burning stuff in the air, there was nobody honking, not a car horn. Absolute silence. But, yeah, things have changed, obviously, and anybody who listens to us on the air here, you know that I'm in Midtown Manhattan.
Peep, peep,
and
peep, peep,
you
yeah.
hear the car horns and the sirens and the stuff in the background half the time because it's not exactly soundproof here. So they're going to take down the don't honk signs. As long as they keep up my favorite sign of all in Manhattan, which is, don't even think of parking here.
Uh-huh.
Ever see that one?
Yeah.
Don't even think of parking here. Mm-hmm. So there'll be no more don't honk signs in Manhattan by the end of the year.
Don't honk.
Don't
da, da,
honk.
Da, da, da. Okay, so the idea here is to get you to think. We are big on thinking on the Good Day program. We're big on having a good time. Big on bringing you
Uh-oh.
Up to date.
I may have to Uh-oh. Try again tomorrow. Sorry.
No, that's okay. This is a story that I had in mind for Roberta. The new musical Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
Musical.
There's a musical set premiere May 24th at the Pasadena Playhouse in Los Angeles. Artistic director there is going to direct Let's see. This was originally supposed to be a stage, or it was supposed to be staged by a fellow named Lonnie Price. He was dropped because of creative differences. What I find interesting is that when I think back about the movie Sleepless in Seattle, sometimes these things adapt well, and sometimes they don't. And so that's what I'm wondering. How well, thinking about this, how well will this adapt? Then they're going to move it to Broadway after they've tried it out in Pasadena. Do we remember, Jennifer?
I'd love to see him.
What shows are started at Pasadena that end up in...
I don't know of a list, but I do know that that theater in Pasadena is really fun. It's a great little place where a lot of big shows, you're right, do get their start. I just don't know offhand which ones.
Yeah. The movie I like, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, wasn't that a Nora Ephron movie, if I remember correctly? The same story was told twice with the same actors in it. There were two different movies, right? You just got, you got mail or something
you
with
got
one
mail.
Of them.
It was a little different.
It wasn't quite the same thing. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Spoken like a man.
I know, but it, no, I like chick flicks. I thought they were both good movies. I thought they were fun movies. Meg Ryan used to be attractive, sort of, and Hanks always brings something good to the table, but I can't quite see this as a musical. However, who am I to judge? We'll see what happens. 28 after on Good Day.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here's some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I want to shout out to Deborah Ford, who retired after 44 years in the Postal Service this past week. She never took a sick day. In 44 years.
Wow.
Never.
She must have been on Alimmune.
Missed a day.
Wow.
That could be.
Try 57more.com.
She said, you know what they say, rain, sleet, snow can't stop the mail, and that's what I lived by.
Mm-hmm.
She got a 5% increase in her pension because of all the unused sick days that she was entitled to. Now, I say that lovingly, given the story at DougSteffen.com today about the United States Postal Service raising its prices. It's got new services. This new stamp allows customers to mail letters anywhere in the world for $1.10. A global forever stamp for $1.10.
That's actually not bad if you're going to go somewhere.
Bad. Yeah. No, the problem is, though, we got all these other postal, new cost of a letter is about 46 cents now. Prices for products increased by 4%, like the boxes they sell you. But the other thing that they didn't tell you in their press release is they're teetering on the brink of collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Postal service?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Completely.
Oh, you haven't heard? Oh, yeah, they're still out of business.
Brink. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
right
goodness.
On the brink. So you wonder what all of this hoopla is all about. Speaking of hoopla.
Privatize.
Yeah.
How could that happen? Yeah, what would happen if the Postal Service
It'd be
collapsed.
Taken over and run
that
more efficiently by either UPS or
Express.
FedEx.
Yeah.
Yeah, one or the other or both. In a moment, we're going to, speaking about efficiency, meet Andrew Campanella, who's involved in National School Choice Week, talking about what choices there may be for your youngsters. If you don't have choice in your school system, and maybe you ought to, we'll talk about the pros and cons of that in a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3DWhite.com. That's 3DWhite.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house.
That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Most of us are critical of the school systems, public school system, even some of the private school systems that exist in our country, because our students just don't seem to be matching up. What's the way to fix that? Perhaps there's an answer in all the information that's coming out this week. It's National School Choice Week. I've invited Andrew Campanella, who's the president of this group, this organization, that is trying to strategize to get people who are age, because we focus on youngsters who are in school, but there are a lot of people who are older that need education as well. What's the origin of National School Choice Week?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. The origin of School Choice Week was the feeling that, you know, in this discussion about education in our country, it's bureaucrats, administrators, and special interests who dominate the discussion every single day. Parents, the people who are every child's first teacher, rarely get the opportunity to have their voices heard. We're hearing from special interest groups talking about funding, talking about curriculum, but we're not hearing from parents about what they want in the system. So folks organically just decided 2 years ago that we need a week to celebrate school choice where it exists and demand it where it doesn't. A few events happened in 2011, and then 2012 there were 406, and now in 2013, 3,600 events across the country celebrating the need for more school choice in this country.
All right, who are you talking to, and the success, if you have more people involved, that's one thing, but what are the results of the efforts in the last 3 years? They're real hard. What can you look at or point to and say, okay, we got school choice here, there, wherever?
We're seeing an increase in the number of states that have open enrollment policies for public schools.
Explain that. Will you, Andrew, what does that mean, open enrollment?
It means that you can send your child to a different school outside of your district, basically providing competition within and among public schools. So that's one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Public charter schools. More states are allowing public charter schools, which are innovative and creative public schools, than ever before, 42 states.
Why is it that with all the money that's spent on education, every time there's a problem, you hear some politicians say, we got to spend more money on it, when, in fact, if you look at the last 12 years of Don't Leave Any Child Behind or whatever it was called, it was a miserable, I mean, not even miserable, horrible, embarrassing, awful waste of money and time. And, I mean, you see the same thing, and has, I think, the last 20 years. I used to teach on the middle school level a number of years ago, and I was frustrated. We had what was really, I thought, a pretty good way of breaking things down. The youngsters were in classes with students who were capable, as they were, of basically doing the same work. So we moved people ahead. They achieved more. Everybody was looked at in a way where they achieved in their own group. Now the push is to put everybody together, and that doesn't seem to work because you don't feel like the kids at the upper end, the kids in the middle are getting a push. The attention seems to be on the upper end and the lower end, and that's part of what I guess choice addresses, even though it's not the whole thing. What choice seems to address is a school, a particular school, or teachers that are ineffective. And although this calls attention to it, it hardly seems like it's fair to the taxpayer to have us sending kids around to the best schools and the old weak schools stay in existence.
Wait 1 second there, Doug, though. School choice actually creates efficiencies and saves money, and let me tell you why. When you actually create a competitive marketplace in education instead of a monopoly, and you have people choosing just like they choose bread in the supermarket and milk and the cars they drive and the colleges they send their kids to, what you find is schools that are underperforming, most of those schools are actually spending a ton of money on bureaucrats, are forced to cut bureaucracy, cut unnecessary expenses, focus more resources on good teachers and in the classroom, and compete with schools that are doing a great job. We need to start thinking of education as funding the child, not funding buildings, bricks and mortar, and adult jobs.
Well, we don't disagree. I don't think you may not have heard what I was saying, or I didn't do a good job of expressing it. I agree with the point, and the best example of it is the school in Los Angeles that opened a year ago last fall, a high school, I believe it was. Jennifer, you can correct me if I'm wrong. It cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and the dropout rate of the school is like 64-65%. And
The Educational Palace out in L.A.
That's it.
Right.
It's a model to you know, lavish spending but terrible performance. Why are we spending money on schools like that when we could let parents choose maybe a private school for their child and get a better education for less money, or go to a public charter school? Online learning, homeschooling. This is what School Choice Week is about. It's about saying, you know what? We don't care if the windows are, $50,000 each. We want to send our child to a place where they're learning.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you're right. There's so much focus on the edifice, on what it looks like. Oh, look at all these great tools. We have computers in every room. So what? If the kids aren't getting anything out of it, the teachers don't know how to teach, or they're not interested in teaching, or we have teachers being protected. Here's the latest one, back to Los Angeles again. Some guy accused of raping a student. Jennifer, wasn't that the story this week? And the union is all about protecting him.
Right. This is classic in L.A. You've had a number of teachers get in trouble for inappropriate behavior with school children, and then instead of just getting fired or getting unpaid leave, they're getting paid because the union demands that they get paid while they're being investigated.
Yeah. So that's part of the problem, don't you think, Andrew? We're having a conversation with Andrew Campanella.
I do, and I think that situations like the one you just described are embarrassing to the majority of teachers out there who think, gosh, I paid this union dues to try to negotiate me a good salary and benefits, not to protect teachers who aren't doing a good job or who are criminals. Mm-hmm. I mean, teachers' unions in this country, I believe, have their priorities wrong. They need to focus on helping their teachers, getting them, you know, compensated appropriately. But in terms of protecting bad teachers, it's gotten out of control because it really makes the vast majority of great teachers feel like the union is doing nothing for them.
How are you funded? How is National School Choice Week and this organization funded?
Well, here's the exciting part about that. We have 3,600 events going on all across each of the states in this country, and each of those events is independently planned by local parents, teachers, students, and they're all independently funded. We get some foundation funding at the national level, but we receive no government funding, and This is not a money-making endeavor. This is something that we're doing to raise awareness, to try to get people to understand that if we don't provide more choices to families in this country, as we start creating jobs in our nation, if we don't have people to fill them, companies are going to go overseas, and America will be headed down a terrible path.
Well, we were just talking earlier about education is a great conversational tool, I think, to bring people together. One of the things we were talking about was the immigration law has been proposed, and what happens if that corrects the problems of the Patriot Act, that is, allowing people to go through a school, get a PhD or whatever, an advanced degree. For the last 10, 11 years, they've been allowed to stay here, so they can stay now and contribute if they want. But the other side of it is we have 15-16% of the students graduating from college don't have jobs, so they're finding work overseas.
Isn't it interesting, though, that people come from around the world to college in America because we have the best higher education system in the world. Mm-hmm. And the reason we have it is because there is choice and there is competition, and where people can't afford colleges, there are Pell Grants. Why can't we do the same thing in K-12 education? Yeah. That's another discussion we should have.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of discussions to have. So these events are being planned all this week, all around the country. I'm noticing a number of cities. Looks like pretty much every state in the union has some kind of an event that's calling attention to a problem that's not new.
Absolutely. They're everything from meetings at state houses to discussions at coffee houses. People are meeting in meeting rooms and living rooms. I am actually on a train right now. We are going cross-country, Los Angeles to New York, on a 14-city whistle-stop tour talking about the need to provide families with options. We roll into Chicago tonight, and then we're off to Milwaukee, where we're seeing Governor Walker and Mayor Barrett, who ran against each other two times, stand on the same stage and support school choice. So this is a way we can bring people together.
Well, it's a great idea. It needs support and focus, and the educational tool you're using is a good one. Andrew, thank you for being here. Andrew Campanella, focusing on the events going on all across the country all week in National School Choice Week. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogent Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.E. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 33.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour, to create new jobs, maybe even one for you, small business owners are raising money online through crowdfunding. So what's the difference between venture capital and crowdfunding? There's a lot, actually. Mike Hayes has more just ahead as we get into Startup America News. Crowdfunding success stories here on Good Day.
Most small businesses and entrepreneurs today cannot expand or hire without access to the money they need for project development, sales, and marketing. So listeners have been asking me to explain the difference between traditional venture capital for startups and crowdfunding for anything, including startups. Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes. The easiest distinction to make is accessibility to the money. Venture capital and crowdfunding are in many ways as far apart from each other as crowdfunding and street panhandling are to each other. Perfectly respectable small business owners are asking the public's help for smaller amounts of money from a larger crowd as seed capital for development, making the product, and market expansion, which in many ways is to be as expected as even Donald Trump seeking new money for his next project. The problem, however, is most entrepreneurs are simply not like Trump. Unlike crowdfunding, venture capital has severe restrictions imposed on those seeking it by the SEC and requires you to source only from wealthy, qualified investors, which simply puts it out of reach of the vast majority of small business owners who need money. I think it's important to understand that there are a variety of types of crowdfunding. Donations, debt, and equity are among them. The most popular type of crowdfunding today is to ask the public for donations in exchange for rewards or pre-selling products through crowdfunding, which is the type I'm talking about today. Accounting firm Deloitte predicts that crowdfunding portals will raise $3 billion, double the $1.5 billion raised in 2011. Indeed, crowdfunding could help more startups establish proof of concepts and secure their first paying customer. And speaking of gaining proof of concept and first paying customers, let me introduce you to another news-making crowdfunding success story that was created by pre-selling a little technology product called Stick and Save. Here's Ranjini Mukhopadhyay to explain.
The background of Stick and Find is that they were able to raise the $930,000 on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding platform. And they released actually two other products as well, which is called Meterplug and Blue Tracker. And so they're raising money on Indiegogo for those products as well. They first pursued Kickstarter, and they were rejected by Kickstarter. And then they went to Indiegogo and raised nearly $1 million there.
Well, tell me a little bit about that process. How did that come about?
When you go to Indiegogo, you have options of funding a project. And there's a lot of different types of projects on Indiegogo. There's no limitation. Some of them are personal. Some of them are technical. Some of them are people needing help starting a new business. But Indiegogo, I mean, Stick and Find falls into the kind of gadget category. So there are three options. You can fund them in several different ways, but when you're funding them, basically you're giving them early capital so that they can go into production. So they were able to go into production in December because of all the money they raised on Indiegogo. So the people who contributed money on Indiegogo, they're the ones that are going to get the first product when it comes out in March. If you look at any successful Indiegogo campaign, there's always a video, and that's really to appeal to the consumer and really explain to them, you know, why they should be funding the project and giving them an overview of what the project can do. You can always look at a picture, but for a project like Stick and Find, it's really nice to see it in action.
We are committed to listening to the small business and crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a question in our next newscast. Helping people monetize their content, products, and startups is what we do here at Startup American News. You can email me, Mike@startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org. Or go to our website of the same name, startupamericannews.org. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.